Hello, everybody. This is Brian Tonsoni, your host for another Delphi Discussions. We have a special guest with us today. She is the director or the sponsor of our school newspaper, which is called the Parnassus. And she's a very special lady to me because I'm married to her. Welcome to Amy Tonsoni, our Parnassus director. How are you today?
I'm fine, Mr. T. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. I'm going to call you Amy because that's what I call you at home. How long have you been in teaching?
I just started my 26th year of teaching. I've been at four different schools, but the last 11 have been here at Delphi.
So share with our listeners exactly what Parnassus is and what the purpose of the school newspaper is in your eyes.
Well, like you said, Parnassus is the student newspaper of Delphi Community High School, and we are just beginning our 52nd year. So it's a long-standing tradition here at the high school. And the purpose of Parnassus, we like to think, is to inform and entertain not just the student body, but also the community. And sometimes I even think we are managing to reach beyond our community with our stories.
How has Parnassus and the paper evolved over the years that you've been involved here at Delphi?
It's been an interesting yet an understandable evolution. First of all, in our back room, we have hard copies that have been bound copies of some of the earlier years of Parnassus, and the stories, as always, are wonderful because there's been a lot of talented students who have written for the Parnassus, but it is almost comical sometimes to look back at them because, you know, the newsprint is not up to par, the pictures are all fuzzy. And, you know, they did what they could back then with their limited resources. So we were able to see our production in my term here progress once we had better computers and we were able to send our images through computer. So we have these nice, clear, crisp pictures and nice, clear quality printing done at our print shop. And then about 5 years ago, we realized that the world of news had been evolving to a more digital format. So we then went to strictly an online edition of Parnassus. And then what we found there is that sometimes it was a little harder to get our viewership. There still weren't a lot of people yet that were willing to go to our website online. So we currently do both formats. We put out a paper edition each month, and we put out a digital version twice a month.
I've been asked to help out in Parnassus this year, and it's been a really smooth transition. And one of the things that I really like about Parnassus is its emphasis on skills. And my educational philosophy, and I think a lot of education, is going to teaching skills over content. Can you explain exactly how the Parnassus really fits into a skill-based classroom with the skills that our students in Parnassus learn?
First of all, having Mr. Tonsoni join us, or Brian, has been a great addition to our staff. For those of you that know him, he's very loyal and dedicated to the students of our high school, and he's very good with computers and video, and so it's been a nice addition to our staff. Plus, his sports knowledge has been very helpful. But as far as the skills that are taught in Parnassus staff or on Parnassus, they're so widespread. Of course, there's the writing skills that are developed. The kids have to write differently and often. And I always get a kick out of thinking that these kids signed up for this. It involves a lot of extra work and extra writing, which so many students do not enjoy. But these are the writers in our building, and so they're developing those writing skills. They have to alter their writing for different audiences, and sometimes they have to utilize different tones. So the writing skills definitely are developed. They also need computer skills. They learn how to do InDesign is the program that we use for our paper edition. And then online, we use a WordPress website. They collaborate a lot. They collaborate with each other when they're pitching their story ideas, when they're deciding who's going to write what, when they have deadlines to meet and people they need to interview. They're collaborating amongst themselves and with all kinds of other people that they're relying on to get their stories written. The interpersonal skill development is huge. They get multiple opportunities to have to deal with people that are outside of their social realm. Some of our my more favorite stories are that, you know, that we've put them in front of the mayor, two different mayors of Delphi. We've had kids in the past talk to the Indiana Superintendent of Education. They talk to our superintendent of schools. They talk to teachers that they know and don't know, students that they know and don't know. So they, you know, besides just having to be converse amongst themselves, they get out there and they have to communicate to all different kinds of people.
Talk a little bit about the product that comes out and who we want to see that product as sponsors of Parnassus.
I think our number one goal is we try to serve our own school. And so we try to do a good job of representing every facet of our student body. And we do that through different sections of the newspaper. We have a student life section. We have a feature section in which many of our storylines really are geared toward our target audience, which would be our high school student body. However, we love to get our stories out there. And the more authentic audience we can develop, the better. So one thing Mr. Tantoni is working with, or one thing you are working with us a lot on this year, is utilizing social media to get the word out there to the community. We do have an Instagram, we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter account, and then we have our website. And you know, with the more people reading our articles, the better. And we just keep working harder and harder each year to try to broaden that base.
There's no doubt that the Parnassus helps with creating the ability to create. Young people love to create, and I'd love to see what we do in Parnassus and what other areas of our school do in forms of creation to add that to some of the more traditional subject matters, because I believe kids love to create, and we see that every day. And so the ultimate goal of Parnassus and our Parnassus members, what do we want them to achieve?
I think, like with any teacher, we want to see our students succeed beyond their high school years. And I think this course does a lot to help prepare them for whatever they do pursue. Not many of our former Parnassus writers actually move on to be journalists or writers. Some of them do. But from the few that I have followed over the years, I know that they are going out there and they're putting the skill set that they used and practiced regularly on the Parnassus staff. They're putting that to use in whatever endeavors they have chosen to follow.
So where can our listeners find Parnassus, and what kind of things can they see on the website?
You can follow us on Twitter, and that is at DCHS Parnassus. And Twitter is just going to be a lot of little blurbs about things that are happening at school. And sometimes we put out there the links to our articles. We would really like you to go to the website, which is www.dchsparnassus.com. And that's where you will find everything, even from past years. You can click around in there and find all the stories. You'll find the videos. I haven't talked much about our video crew and our photographers, but beyond the writing, we have some very skilled and creative videographers and photographers. So lots of pictures and videos on there as well. We have a Facebook page, DCHS Parnassus, and then we put out a paper edition for our that mostly just reaches our student body.
And I think we also have an Instagram account as well. I don't know if that was mentioned, but you can find us on social media. And this has been a little bit about our course, our class, our group of writers that we call Parnassus. And please check us out on those mediums. And this is Brian Tonsoni, Amy Tonsoni, one of my favorite interviews to date for many reasons. We're signing off of Delphi Discussions. Email me at school if you have anything that you would like to hear. We appreciate you listening. Have a great day.